Good day, everyone, and welcome to today's Voter Protection Program press briefing. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, you will have an opportunity to ask questions during the question-and-answer session. You may register to ask a question at any time by pressing the star and one on your touch-tone phone. Please note, this call is being recorded. I will be standing by should you need any assistance. It is now my pleasure to turn today's program over to Joanna Lidgate, National Director of the Voter Protection Program.
Thank you so much, and thanks for being with us today. We're here today to hear from some fantastic bipartisan leaders and to hear them reflect on this moment that we're in our country. Let me just start by saying what's very clear: the people have spoken. Joe Biden clearly won the Electoral College, and state leaders across the country will make sure that the will of the people is respected in this election, as it always has been, and despite any efforts to the contrary. I'll start with just a quick overview of the certification process and sort of where we are right now. Election officials canvass or count the results. They look at provisional ballots, those that were challenged. They do that according to state and sometimes county laws. And then after that process of checking everything, the results are certified. Certifying the results is supposed to be a straightforward, nonpartisan task. And for generations, that's how it's always been done, with Democrats and Republicans both signing off on the count, even when their side loses. And I would just say, I think that's a really basic principle of our democracy, being willing to concede when you lose. Those certifying officials aren't there to conduct an investigation into myths about fraud. If there was evidence of that, we would have seen it in court. So the strategy that the Trump campaign seems to be pursuing is to try to prevent the certification of that popular vote. And to be clear, the most recent actions by the president raise serious legal concerns. I also want to stress that it's obvious what some of what's happening here, where the vote is being questioned specifically in counties like Wayne County, Clark County, and Milwaukee. Those are predominantly Black communities and voters. And this is something that's happening in 2020, unbelievably. Really a Jim Crow era style attempt to throw out votes. That too raises serious legal and civil rights concerns. But bottom line, it won't work. President-elect Biden clearly won the popular vote, and President Trump can't make those votes disappear. The electors will meet on December 14th to cast their votes for president as required by the Constitution. That said, we are concerned that this unpatriotic, anti-democratic behavior by President Trump will harm our country and our democracy in the meantime. So I'm going to turn it over now to one of our incredible speakers, Governor Jennifer Granholm, the former two-term governor and attorney general of Michigan, to give us her perspective on things first. Governor Granholm.
Great. Thanks, Joanna. Let me just reiterate that the voters of Michigan have clearly spoken. Joe Biden was elected by more than 155,000 votes. There is no basis in fact or in law for failing to certify the election. What's really happening here is the President of the United States of America, I mean, Joanna, you referred to him as unpatriotic. It is un-American. He happens to be the candidate, and he's calling up the people whose job it is to certify the election to try to influence their decision and to get them out to overturn the popular vote. You cannot do that. It is totally improper, and it very well may be, likely could be illegal, and is utterly and frankly desperately pathetic. The president has a way of getting other people into trouble. Think about the number of people in his inner circle who have been indicted. I would hope that these Michigan officials are not putting themselves in jeopardy by being subjected to political pressure by the losing candidate. For these board members to change their votes after speaking with the president is highly irregular, and I have no doubt that authorities are going to be looking into this. There's a number of state and federal laws that might be implicated by the president's conduct here, and I just want to underscore the point that Joanna made. The refusal to certify Wayne County or Detroit is a clear hit on Black voters in Michigan, which is a federal civil rights problem. There are laws that forbid it. So now Michigan's legislative leaders are summoned to D.C. to meet with the president. Frankly, if it were me, I would turn around so fast, or if they're not going to turn around, they should wear a wire. However wrong the president's actions might be, they're not going to change the outcome of this election. The choice of the voters in Michigan and across the country is going to be upheld. And I'll turn it back to you, Joanne.
Thank you so much, Governor. Next up, as many of you know, we have a fantastic bipartisan advisory board here at the Voter Protection Program. One of our advisors is Governor Christine Todd Whitman, former two-term governor of New Jersey, former administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency under George W. Bush. Governor Whitman. Governor, you may need to unmute.
I echo a lot of what Governor Granholm said. This election is over. The people have spoken nationwide and in Michigan. We are not a banana republic. We are a democracy. And we have spoken, and whatever the president is trying to do, as he tries to do it, is not going to change that fact. In fact, I have confidence that what will happen in Wayne County will be what we just saw out of Georgia, where the Secretary of State said he's a loyal Republican and a supporter of President Trump, but the voters have spoken in Georgia, and Joe Biden won. This president has now, they've had some 30 lawsuits, all of which they have lost. They are trying to fill up the courts so that there's some reason for the litigants to say you can't certify the vote because you haven't heard all the court cases. But one by one, those are dropping by the wayside because there's no there there. What this president is doing is unconscionable. He is undermining the voters' confidence in this election process that we have. And there is just no question about it. This has been one of the best elections we have had. And this is in the face of a pandemic and a highly divided country. Our election officials have done an extraordinary job. And we ought to be congratulating ourselves. We should not be getting down into the muck with this president who is trying to suborn the will of the voters. That's unacceptable. It's un-American. It's unpatriotic. And it's a dereliction of his duty and his He swore to uphold the Constitution of the United States. He is not doing that now. He is trying to undermine it. And we need to put a stop to it and move forward and allow Joe Biden to get the kind of transition information that he needs so he can step into the presidency on day one, which he can do anyway because, thank God, he's had experience. He knows what he's doing. But he needs the rest of that to keep us safe, to deal with this pandemic, to deal with whatever the rest of the world, China and Russia, might be trying to do to us now that this president has made so many changes in the Department of Defense that have put us on the in a delicate position. But for this vote, it's over. Joe Biden is the president-elect. We need to get on with the transition, and President Trump has got to stop behaving like a young kid that is told he can't play with a toy, so he's decided to break it so that no one else can enjoy it. Joanne, I'll throw it back to you.
Thank you so much, Governor. And finally, I'm going to turn it over to Barbara McQuaid, former U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Michigan from 2010 to 2017. Barbara.
Thanks. I've spent most of my career as a prosecutor, in particular a national security prosecutor. So when I look at the harm that is occurring here, I look at it through that lens. One of the things I see as a prosecutor is a candidate for elected office calling on state and local officials to discuss an election and try to bully them into overturning the will of the people. That is potentially criminal under federal statutes and under state statutes. And so I think in that way, to be soliciting people to commit crimes is incredibly shocking for someone who is the president of the United States. I also see it through the lens of a national security prosecutor. And I think about the harm that this is doing to our country and to democracies around the world. This is the kind of disinformation that Russia uses to undermine public confidence in institutions. There is lasting damage that is occurring to our democracy when the president engages in this kind of activity here in Michigan and as he is in other states. It also is harmful to democracies around the world. Our allies are watching this in disgust. This is such a gift to those who seek to undermine democracy, and pointing to this as a reason that democracy should not be implemented in their countries. And let me just leave you with an analogy that a colleague of mine likes to use. And he says, you know, our democracy is really sort of, to simplify it, like a game of playground basketball. And in playground basketball, you don't have any referees. You rely on the players to call fouls on themselves and to enforce the rules and to comply with the rules. And if at some point somebody doesn't agree to comply with the rules, then the game falls apart and the game disintegrates. In our society, we rely on all of us to follow the rules. There are clear rules about how voting works and about how elections work. And when public officials refuse to follow the rules, I fear that our democracy will disintegrate, just like those playground basketball games. And so it's time for public officials to do their jobs. The law is clear. The will of the people has been expressed through the overwhelming election of Joe Biden in Michigan, and they should do their job and certify this election.
Thanks, Barb. So we're going to take questions now for our speakers, and I just want to add that we also have Norm Eisen on the line, who serves as outside counsel to the Voter Protection Program, in case any of you have questions specific to the litigation that we're seeing across the country.
Thank you. At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star and one on your touchtone phone. You may remove yourself from the queue at any time by pressing the pound key. Once again, that is star and one to ask a question. We'll take our first question from Heidi Preslipa with NBC. Your line is now open.
Thank you. Thanks for doing this, everyone. Governor Granholm, when you said you have no doubt that authorities are looking into this, and Barb McQuaid, when you mentioned potential criminal violations, are you speaking about the president or are you speaking about the lawmakers in taking this meeting? Hello?
Yeah, this is Barb McQuaid. I was going to defer to Governor Granholm if you
want
to take first crack at that, but I'd be happy
I'm sorry.
Simon also.
I was on mute. The president certainly could be subject to criminal laws under both state and federal statutes. So under Michigan law, for example, it's illegal to encourage a state or local official to engage in misconduct or neglect their duties. And that's a felony, a five-year felony. Under the federal law, the right to vote also includes the right to have your vote counted. And if people intentionally try to interfere with that right, they could be sued for that. And of course, as we were mentioning, the refusal to certify Wayne County's pretty obvious hit on black voters in Michigan, and there are federal civil rights laws that forbid that. So those are all applicable certainly to the president. And hopefully the members of the boards of canvassers and the legislatures in Michigan will, and the legislature in Michigan will abide by the law and do their job.
Yeah, same, Heidi. This is Barb. I would say that the focus of a prosecutor would typically be on the person who's instigating the crime. And so although those, you know, anybody who participates certainly has some potential liability, I think the focus on the wrongdoer here would be the president himself or any number of offenses. 18 U.S. Code 599 makes it a crime to promise an appointment to by a candidate, promises of a benefit for someone to engage in their official duty, soliciting someone to commit misconduct in office, all of those things. I think the focus of the charges of a prosecutor would be on the misconduct by President Trump here. Certainly facts would have to support that, but when he summons state lawmakers to the White House, when the thing on their plate is certifying the election results, I think there is certainly a red flag that there may be criminal activity afoot.
And sorry, just to follow up, there's nothing right now under Michigan law that gives the legislature any hook into this to try and overturn the appointment of the electors, correct? At this point, the state canvassing board meets on Monday, and under law, they're compelled to certify, right?
Heidi, it's Norm
Eisen.
That's correct. There is no legal basis, and the Michigan legislators themselves have said so. That is the idea that of anything to the contrary is just nonsense. It's constitutional disinformation. There's a process. The process is being followed. These electors are going to be recognized. The people of Michigan have spoken, and there's no legal basis to do anything otherwise.
Thank you.
We will take our next question from Clara Hendrickson with Detroit Free Press. Your line is now open.
Great. Thank you all so much for taking the time. So I know that the Board of Canvassers has a very clear legal duty to certify the election results that have been presented to them. But when they're doing that, are they certifying the election results as accurate? And what does a board member do if he or she does not believe the results that have been presented to them are accurate?
Norm, do you want to take that?
Sure. There's no reason to believe here that the results are inaccurate. There's been litigation in Michigan, litigation across the country. Nobody has brought forward any evidence of that at all. The margin here is beyond question, and there's just it is disinformation. And so in this instance, this is a ministerial duty. It's a routine duty. It's one that has been performed thousands of times in Michigan and across the country. And any effort to suggest to the contrary is just unfounded. It has no grounding in Michigan law or American law or the way American government and democracy works. And we should not mistake this desperate flailing. It has failed in the courts. Now it's moving into the administrative channel. There's just no basis for it in fact or law.
So if you would like to ask a question, please press the star and one on your touchtone phone. We'll pause for one more moment to allow questions to queue.
Could I just add something to the last one? This is Christy Whitman. What this president is doing is undermining, as I said before, the Constitution and the rule of law. And we're in a very bad place when the people of this country start to truly doubt that we know what we're doing. The rule of law is applying to everyone. And this is going to be a damage besides the bullying that he has brought out in people, besides the way he stigmatizes people. What he's doing now with this election are the actions of a third world dictator. This is not who we are as Americans, and we don't want the public coming away from this thinking this is the norm. He has made it normal to behave irrationally, and that was what we're seeing. There is no basis for trying to overturn this election. Every election has a winner and a loser, and he's the loser in this election.
Question, Jonathan Oostling with Bridge, Michigan. Line is now open.
Yeah, hi. This question is hopefully for Governor Granholm. Governor, I know you, I believe, actually appointed Norm Schinkel to the Board of State Canvassers here in Michigan. He's one of the two Republicans on that board and is now, said publicly he's not sure whether he'll vote to certify tomorrow. What do you know of Norm, and what advice do you give him?
The advice I would give him is to certify the election. I don't have a personal relationship with Norm in any way, shape, or form, but he was, I'm sure, one of the Republican slate, because you have to, as you know, appoint two Republicans and two Democrats, and so he was recommended and was appointed, and has a history, obviously, of being in roles like this. But I do, it is really important for the members of these boards to realize that they have a duty, and never before in the history of the United States has a county or a state failed to certify an election when the popular vote was clear. There is no question about who won this election in Michigan. There is not a question. So to not certify when they have certified in similar situations in past elections with even more question, you know, more of the out of balance precincts, they have certified. So in this particular election, for them to do what is completely abnormal in the history of the United States suggests that there is something else afoot. And Norm Schinkel and the other Republican and the members of the Board of Canvassers should be very careful of themselves to not put themselves in jeopardy legally by doing something that is a complete aberration.
Thanks.
Thank you. And we will take our final question from Artin Lobo with the Holland Sentinel. Your line is now open.
Hi. Thanks again for doing this. And this question can really be for anyone on the panel. Kind of given the things that have played out since the race was called for President-elect Biden, is there any danger in setting a precedent for future candidates to kind of just take this path of denial, lawsuits, obstruction in races that they, refuse to concede defeat in? Is that something that's a worrying prospect for kind of the democratic process?
Norm, do you want to start with that? Oh, yeah, go ahead, please.
No, after you.
I was just going to say, just very quickly, this is Jennifer Granholm. Echoing what Governor Whitman has said, what this president is doing is poisoning democracy. It is thoroughly un-American. And yes, he's setting a precedent, saying it is suggesting that it's okay to violate these norms that have made our country great, that violate the respect for democracy and for the vote that makes America the special country that it is. So yeah, is he setting up for future candidates who think they can be Trump-like and violate these kinds of norms? He is, but I believe the will of the people will be overwhelming in responding no to that kind of norm-breaking and unpatriotic activity.
And let me just add, in fact, that's what this election showed, because he was defeated, but Republicans won down the ballot, down ballot. I mean, they picked up seats in the House. They picked up the Senate's going to be still Republican, most likely, but it's right in the balance. I mean, he did well everywhere else, and the kind of fraud that they talk about is almost impossible to imagine. And if you watched Rudy Giuliani's press conference yesterday, it made no sense whatsoever, because everybody in the world, it's Venezuela and it's Russia and China and everybody was involved. It's just off the rails. But I think the people spoke pretty clearly. And that's one of the interesting things about this election. They clearly split their ballot. They said no to the president and his behavior, but yes to Republicans down ballot.
I apologize. We have one more question from Christina Cassidy, the Associated Press. Your line is open.
Hi, thank you so much. Sorry, I pushed the wrong code to ask a question. Governor Whitman, could you talk about the responses from the Republican leadership to what has been going on and whether you think that has been adequate or not? And you just spoke about sort of the distinction between the president and then Republicans down ballot. Do you anticipate any ramifications for the Republican Party as a result of what we're seeing now?
Well, first let me say, I think Mitch McConnell has been acting extraordinarily badly through this, irresponsibly. He knows better. He knows this election is over. The whole focus of the Republican leadership in Congress seems to have been on keeping their jobs, and they're deathly afraid of the Trump voter because we know they come out. The Biden voters came out, the Democrat voters came out in larger numbers in this election, but that hasn't always been the case, whereas we know the Trump voters are religious in many ways and coming out. It's something that I haven't seen before. I think Republicans, I have said it in the past, I believe the Republican Party is going to become an outlier and almost irrelevant in the future, because we as Americans are not these kinds of people in the sense of being, of ignoring the norms, of ignoring the rule of law and the Constitution. And I think, as I said, with this election result, down ballot, they're not, the public was not that upset with everything that Trump was doing as president, or what he alleged said he was going to do. Most of it didn't happen. But they didn't like the way he did it, or some of the more outrageous behavior on his part. And that's what they don't like. So with these Republicans that now are helping him keep this going, I believe they're going to start to lose support over this. I certainly hope they will, because they deserve to. Anybody who's enabling this kind of undermining of our democracy, and you know, Governor Granholm said it very well, I think it was Jennifer who said it. You know, we are an example to the world. I've had the opportunity to observe elections. I just did the Georgia parliamentary elections this year. What we're saying, what we're showing, and what Russia and China are now saying is, look, democracy doesn't work. Look at America. It's a mess. That is a really dangerous message for us in the long term, for our allies. And I think the American people at the end of the day are going to say, this is not who we are. They want a center-right party. They want a conservative party. And they want the kind of Republican Party I believe that we used to be, but not this cult of personality that we have with Donald Trump.
And it's normizing. I'll just finish off the question by saying that this is not a partisan matter, that of course we appreciate the courageous voices, including the bipartisan voices on this call, but those like Senator Romney who have spoken out, it's a matter of courage and of American patriotism, and we hope that everyone along the political spectrum will do that and appreciate the voices that have. Wish there were more, and hopeful that there will be more. They are gathering. The American people have spoken. President-elect and a vice president-elect have been chosen, and now it's time for us to put aside all considerations of partisanship, as we always have with peaceful transitions of power in this country. That transition will happen, and it is not patriotic to cast the kind of completely unfounded disinformation aspersions or to passively enable that. That is not the American way.
It appears we have no further questions at this time. I will now turn the program back over to Joanna for any additional or closing remarks.
Thanks so much. Thank you so much to our speakers today. As we've discussed, the next step in Michigan is for the state board to meet on November 23rd, and we have every expectation that they will do their jobs. Not only are they required by state law to certify the popular vote, but not doing so would, as we've discussed, go against the most basic principles of our democracy and our Constitution, as you've heard from our speakers today. We strongly believe that won't happen. We strongly believe the will of the people of this country will be upheld in Michigan and across the country, as it's always been. As Norm said, that's the American way. And we look forward to talking with you all again soon. Thanks again for joining.